This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
We be so big. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be so big.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Do stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Got my demo. Momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know.
All right, next from Captain Canada. It's from...
Gee, who? Captain Canada?
Joe, I want you to look up this email and see if this is an actual place. If this is actual.
Sure.
From Penetanguishene, Ontario. Okay. Thank you for all the content. It's most enjoyable. And thank you for Discord. I've met some great people there. My question is, how can I procure autographed photos of both yourself and Disco? Thank you. Keep on keeping it. Thank you. And keep on keeping on. That's from Captain Canada. Send your email, email address, and I'll send you one.
Yeah, this was, it is a town in Ontario, obviously, on the tip of Georgian Bay, bilingual with French and English, and population 8,962.
Yeah. So just send your email address, or your address.
I'm very easy, bro. Join the Patreon, show me proof, and I'll send you a picture.
Right. Ooh. Next is, done with the Patreon emails. They've been a little bit better.
All right. I think we yellow carded one guy, right? Beto?
Yeah.
Going to Disco. Yeah. The Queen.
Yeah, he wants us to sing like we're this fucking.
Well, no, he was making fun of me specifically.
Yeah, that was Queen. Those were the lyrics to Dancing Queen.
Hope everyone, this is from Ganda Chanko, a regular contributor here. Subject is King of the Ring storytelling. Hope everyone in King 100 is doing well. How's your health code in? I've heard Disco talk about the King of the Ring. I slightly agree, but also disagree with him. He said there's no story, just matches. I do agree the stories aren't as hot yet, but only because they're in their infancy. I do think the tournament has been a vehicle for storytelling. Examples, building to Gunther and Ilya. Well, how does that go? Continuing the Bloodline Orton story if they clash in the finals. Braun Breaker character development and story over not being included. And potential continues Jay and Bloodline as he faces Tama Tonga in the finals. I do see the tournament has been a success and has planted seeds to things that will develop over the coming weeks and months. Do you agree or disagree with my statement? I do agree, okay, because I will say, as I'm not a fan of tournaments, but they have done the best that they can to try to develop storylines of past history and everything, and telling the stories going into the match, okay, which is like, and I think, you know, and the reason I don't like in AEW when they do like tournaments and stuff and things, they don't really, there's not a lot of story integration stuff. It's just like, they just go out there and do it, but they're, They're doing these, the King of the Ring, we're trying to provide some detail, but, you know, it's like, for what it is, it's been all right. You know, I'm still not interested in stuff like this as much. So what do you think?
I don't know. I would agree with everything you said, but I don't think the King of the Ring is about storylines. It's a tournament, you know,
right.
But they have included storylines. I do like the fact that Bron Breakker was pissed off because he wasn't in it,
right?
You know, and they are continuing the bloodline thing there with Orton. What was the other thing that he brought up?
Well, it was funny, too, is they teased for the hardcore WWE fans that watch NXT UK and all that, you know, the dirty crowd. They were teasing that it might be Dragov and Gunther.
Right.
Because they had that, like, five-star, you know, they
right.
like had, like, the match of the year and stuff. And
right.
So, but they didn't do it. But just teasing it was compelling because it made you interested for those fans
right.
of those guys.
Right.
One is, you know, so, yeah. So, it's,
right.
you know, yeah. Okay, the next is from Aj Grokot. He's been suspended repeatedly from this mailbag before.
For years.
And, yeah. But yeah, how long was he suspended for?
I mean, he probably did like a month suspension one time, but yeah, he's been emailing in for the whole time I've been here.
The subject is
this guy joined Patreon?
I think he's been on and off.
Not Patreon emails.
These aren't Patreon yeah. emails, but I think Aj is on and off.
All right, Aj, why aren't you joining the Patreon? You've been with us for years. We've given you entertainment. We've even red carded and yellow carded you and buried you. That's that's the highest honor you can have here. Why are you not on our Patreon? Just a question. Continue.
And the subject is the Rock smear campaign. Greetings from across the pond to the crew. Anyone else join the dots together? And since the Rock refused to endorse a senile Fred Biden, has been
wait, Hall. Where do you get this shit with Biden?
Taking a shower with his daughter. His
yeah,
daughter,
in her teenage daughter. Years. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, his daughter's diary.
Ashley left a diary somewhere.
Oh, that's right. And this girl right. fucking took yeah. it. I didn't know that was in. Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. It was probably inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
Right. So, Lass and Cornette did a full hour last week reading sources complaining about Rock being up to 8 hours late on set and insisting to only piss into bottles instead of the toilet. All very juvenile stuff, but are Americans in particular really that dumb to not see what's going on? Only this morning, there's a news article saying he's losing 75% of his followers due to being faked.
Yeah.
On a side note, are y'all looking forward to the teach? Oh my God. On a side note, are you all looking forward to the T20 Cricket World Cup next month that's being held across North America? With way better than Silly Girls Rounders baseball, and is the world's second biggest sport after real football. Sorry for the long-winded email, but it's been a while, and I've been preoccupied watching Arsenal about to win the league. Well, how did that go?
Okay, let me explain something to you across the pond.
This is littered with misinformation.
American football is way better than fucking cricket.
Right.
Basketball is way better than cricket.
And
baseball is better than cricket.
Yeah,
fucking UFC is better than cricket. Tennis is better than cricket. Give me a fucking break. Yeah.
Beach volleyball.
So I'll say this. We talked about the Rock stuff last week.
Right.
Yeah. The only new thing I read.
I don't give a fuck what he does, if he's late or
yeah.
not. I don't really give a fuck. Joe does. I don't give a fuck. If he's a big star, he's earned a right to do whatever the fuck he wants. As long as he's not mean to people, I'm cool.
Well, the only new thing I read was that same thing
like,
on
you
that.
Think he's
thread.
The only guy that keeps people waiting? He's the only big star that keeps people waiting. I've seen wrestlers do that. Comedians
yeah.
do that. Movie stars do that. Boxers do that.
We've done it.
What's the deal?
Yeah, no, him and Ryan Reynolds got into a fight apparently on that movie set. That's the only new thing I saw. That's the latest.
Movie set?
Redline or, yeah, Redline.
Into a fight about what?
Roland Allard.
Rock's lateness.
And the subject is Dark Side of the Ring on Sandman. To Conan and Disco Inferno, have you seen the Sandman episode of Dark Side of the Ring? And if you have, what are your thoughts? Thoughts on ECW in general?
He's a good friend of mine, bro. I don't give a fuck. I don't like Dark Side of the Ring. Makes us look really, really bad.
Did you watch it, Joe?
Yeah, it's the first one I watched in a while. But yeah, I watched it.
You want to comment on it?
Yeah, man. It started, it's Sandman, you know, it's Hack. So it started out funny. Yeah, he was the reckless, you know, guy from the bar that would come and fight. And it was the same usual Sandman story. And then the last 15, 20 minutes, it was about how bad in the drugs he got and bad stuff with his family and shit. And I was like, man, this sucks. You know, I was like, God damn.
Like, you didn't know that going in or what?
I didn't
need
to hear.
It was going
to
be a real nice piece showing him, you know, doing altruistic things. It's
right.
called Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
They make money on people's fucking mishaps.
But I thought it was going to be.
And people that are outside of the business are curious to it. Because, bro, you have no idea how many people walked up to me that do not watch wrestling, but they know I'm a wrestler. And they're like, hey, man, what do you think of the Iron Claw? And I'm like, well, I haven't seen it yet. And they're like, oh, man, it was really good. And did that really happen? And I'm like, that did really happen. I'm going to watch it this week.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max now.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their product, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you know, Punk's Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. Because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like when I said, the material's really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It's so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They've got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offers a limited time only, so jump on it. Get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom.
Okay. This is very interesting.
But I haven't seen
this. This is an email, Conan, you might want to bookmark for the next production meeting.
Right.
Okay.
It's from Eddie Nicholas. The subject is Triple Mania Ian English commentary. What's up, K-Dog and the Mighty DI? Heard the comments last week about Larry Dallas commentary. I purchased the IPPV for the Triple Manias, and I watched the English commentary, and I can agree with all the comments that were made last week about his commentary. My question is, does this have heat with you, Conan? Knowing that a guy you recommended isn't doing a good job, and you'll be replacing, and will you be replacing Larry Davis in the feud by Dallas in the future? P.S. He buried Disco on commentary, and JoJo and Larry put himself over. Does this have heat with you, Disco? Also, he sounded intoxicated while he was doing commentary, not fully drunk, but probably buzzed. Anyways, thank you guys for all the entertaining content every week. You want to comment on this, Conan? Were you knowing that a guy you recommended isn't doing a good job? How does it make you feel? Did you recommend Larry for commentary, by the way?
Yep.
Okay, how do you feel when you're hearing that he's getting all this criticism? How does it make you feel?
Good.
It makes you feel good?
I feel very good. Well, what do you expect? What do you expect me to say, dude? Of course I
Yeah, you're
bad.
Stirring the plot, D.I.
So, yeah.
This is the, I mean, people are listening to the show for the first time or long, you know, and this guy's fucking it up. I asked for them to send me the show. I want to hear it for myself. I don't mind him bearing JoJo on commentary.
He buried me, though. That's just...
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Let me ask you a question.
I got mentioned on Triple Mania. Wow.
Why does that even... Why would a guy be mentioning me and... If you hired a guy, his priority...
Because he knows people from K100 probably listen, and he's trying to get over with them in the Lucha blog crowd, you know, and he actually sent me a thing saying, oh, am I fired? Well, after I listened to the show, you might be, you know.
Oh, you sent that back? You emailed that back to him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I'm not going to let him come on the fucking show because he says that I didn't know the mic was on when I was singing La Cucaracha. Really? You don't know the mic's on? You don't know how to put it on fucking mute? You know, I mean, that's unacceptable. He's trying to get over with the fucking people that don't like us. And that's not cool. You're either here, you're there, you're not everywhere, you know? And, you know, I'm not going to, I need to hear the show for myself.
It sounds like Larry might be beholden to that internet.
Well,
Mark community.
100%. 100%. Because he came on here and he used the words that Meltzer uses, grifter.
Right.
That's a Meltzer word. That's a Meltzer term that he uses all the time. Grifters and con men. And I didn't hit 2 + 2 until I read one of his tweets. And I was like, wow, this guy used. And then I went back and this is something Meltzer's been using for a while to describe, you know, Bischoff. Like Russo and Bischoff. And yeah. He did say it was a Roddy Piper thing, but I don't give a fuck. You're saying it on the air. Right. There's Mexicans listening. You're offending them. You're offending Lucha Libre fans trying to be funny. You're trying to be funny with the K100 crew fans by burying JoJo and Disco. And then you're trying to be funny by burying the show, by putting stupid shit on Twitter that gets sent to me to get over with the people that don't like us. That's not cool, dude. We gave you a job. You're getting paid. We brought you on here to be a fucking guest. And all you did was fucking make an ass of yourself. Well, we were cool to you and you weren't cool to us.
Let me just say just categorically, specifically about this one instant. Is how think about this. Roddy Piper was saying the Cucaracha during the Mexican National Anthem to get heat.
Right.
Mexican fans back.
Right.
Fans thought it was real.
Chavo Guerrero. Okay? Right.
This is like 40 years ago.
Right.
And it's like, dude, you're doing using a reference from 40 years ago, and you're acting like people would actually know what you were talking about, as opposed to coming across as a guy that's making fun of
right. Who would know that's a Roddy Piper reference unless you've been following the business for 40 years?
Right. Yeah. Next is from a yellow hard hat. Sometimes he doesn't got it like that. When I think of people who've got it like that, I logically think of Conan and Disco Inferno. A person that I don't think about is Claudio Castagnoli. When he left WWE for AEW, the IWC referred to him as a game changer, and he almost immediately went into doing nothing of note. Can you guys actually remember a storyline or angle he's done in AEW? He can do the moves better than most, but who cares about that stuff? Why do you think Claudio, formerly Cesaro in WWE, just simply cannot make it as a star in the wrestling business?
My main thing is he doesn't know how to talk, and I like Claudio, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
You know what's interesting about Claudio Castagnoli?
And he says, and the guy goes, Well, he does a lot of great moves. Who cares about that? I'll tell you who cares about that. Tony Khan and the AEW hardcore marks. That's all they care about, if you can have a good wrestling match. And there's more to it than that.
You know, I was one of the guys, one of the fans that wanted to see him get more in WWE and get, when he went with Heyman, I was like, here we go. It didn't work out. And he just never was, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see him get the push. So I'm a fan. But, and I was excited to see him go to AEW. And since he got there, I can't name you one thing, you know,
bro,
that I've enjoyed.
AEW is a place where careers go to wallow. I mean, they just get all these hot names and they don't know what to do with them, bro.
I mean, it's like Disco points out when Conan, when you're like, you know, God damn, you didn't watch the show. You'd think that with Jericho there, Moxley, Claudio, Kingston, guys that I enjoy, the Bucks, I would watch. But somehow I'm still not interested. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the guy that's booking it doesn't book them correctly. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't give a fuck how many Booker the years they give him.
I forgot. I was going to talk about this the other day. Two things. First of all, let me say this. Here's the most interesting thing about Claudio Castagnoli, that somehow they cannot translate on TV to make him interesting.
He's like from Switzerland, right?
The guy speaks five languages.
Yeah, right. That's right. Cool.
So how do you take a guy that has a very high IQ, that can speak five languages? What can we do, like, from a creative standpoint to use that to make him interesting? And the problem is because the guy's too smart for anybody to really book the guy. Well, think about that. The guy speaks five languages, is very high IQ. Who's going to like write for a character like that?
Well, you probably don't know or weren't watching, but when WWE first brought him up from NXT, he was Cesaro, Swiss Superman, and all he was a tough fucking guy that could wrestle. And at the end of the match, he would cut a promo and use the five different languages. And of course, boo, because he's being snooty, he's educated, fuck him. I'm saying WWE tried it 15 years ago, whatever the hell it was.
Well, because Claudio has Melania Trump, motherfucking, he has none. If you don't have any charisma in the wrestling business, you're not going to get over, dude. Right. Who's over that has no charisma?
Nobody really. I thought of
Well, Benoit was.
Remember when
Benoit could be an example.
Where me and Cage at TNA or Impact would do this thing where we would do 5 minutes with Disco. Or was it 2 minutes with Disco? Remember, we'd go in the locker room, the trailer.
Right.
We'd sit all the kids right in front of me. They'd be like sitting in the Indian style on the floor, and they could ask me questions. What was it, 2 minutes or 5 minutes?
I think it
was 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah. I forget, but I remember.
So they had 5 minutes of questions where they're all in front of me. They're all sitting in the Indian style. Like, they're like, bro, Jericho needs to cut a vignette like that.
Yeah.
How hysterical would that be?
That would be great.
Right.
That would be great. Yeah. And he can do it.
Really,
he can do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. That'd be a
should send him that
vignette, right?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%. You'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, next is from Jimmy Evans. The subject is Ralphus question. Hey, Conan and DI, just finished watching an old Nitro where Ralphus and Norman accidentally painted your car when their soap bucket was unknowingly switched. Conan beat Ralphus' ass directly after. Laughed my ass off. My questions are, how was Ralphus in person, and also, how much money do you think he was making during his WCW stint? Thanks, and that's from Jimmy Evans from Edmundsburg, Pennsylvania.
I never saw this, dude. I wish I'm looking for it, but I don't know. I'll try to find it.
I know we're not supposed to use the word. Ralphus was mentally challenged, okay? He wasn't.
Yeah, that's what, look at his face.
Right.
That's what made it funny.
He was kind of retarded, you know.
Right.
$78,000 a year, by the way.
Happy to be on TV because he was marking out and stuff and doing all that, but that was kind of like, you know.
Yeah, but I think Jericho said he got a big head and he had to get rid of him.
He was Disco. It says here he made $78,000 a year.
He did? Yeah, but he worked there though.
Eventually.
He also worked there part of the crew, the ring crew or something.
Yeah, but this was his talent contract. His talent contract.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think he got a fortune for just Jericho dragging him out on TV.
And then Norman.
But he was funny, you know, he was different.
Next is from Justin Alsay, the subject is old WCW rumor. Hello, Joe Cannon and Conan Disco. There's a rumor that went around that in 1995 there was a focus study that rated wrestlers on likability. Apparently, Eddie Guerrero was at the top of the list. The rumor also stated that the plan was to have Eddie win the WCW championship in early 1996, but the main event stars said that he was way too small for that spot and convinced the creative not to do it. Was this true? And could Eddie have made a good champion in 1996? So I heard this story.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not sure. I thought this story was from like WWE in the early 2000s.
No. This was either in a book or it was in an Observer. I remember it. Yeah, they did it. They did a focus group.
Ever considered for that because he was still just a mid-card guy. But like, you know, the people in focus groups liked him for likability. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they thought they were going to give him the title that
Not
year.
Then.
That
yeah.
Never and I'm for sure nobody up top wanted him to be champion, and I could see them blocking that.
Yeah. I mean, bro, 1996 was Hogan, NWO.
Right.
Like, Eddie Guerrero was not a...
There's no way they were even thinking of him.
Of course not. He wasn't even in the conversation.
But, I mean, that's... You see,
we could ask Eric.
Yeah, Eric took that, and yeah, he wasn't world champion, but there wasn't a time when Eddie was healthy that he wasn't on TV or in a story or with a belt. He was always there, you know?
Next from Matthew Ince, and subject is All Elite. Kevin Owens in an interview recently, which he mentioned his current WWE contract was out later in 2024.
Again?
He must sign short deals because he always seems to be talking about contracts right now. So, of course, you have to ask the obvious question. What do you think of the realistic chance of KO leaving WWE to go to AEW? I mean, if Mercedes Moné or even Okada can get $4 to $5 million per year, the KO at this stage could make a killing there. Hope it doesn't go, but then again, I would call anyone a dumbass for saying no to the bigger money. What do you see happening, K100? P.S. Conan. By the time the next episode of K100 comes out, WWE will release a DLC pack for the latest video game that has legends such as the Sandman and his playable characters. Joe Feeney himself said on Discord that if Conan isn't in 2K25, that he's personally going to beat your ass into a hospital bed.
What?
Right, Disco?
What?
Didn't Joe say this, Disco? Disco can confirm that Joe said this. I sure hope it doesn't result in a verbal tongue lashing on the air. Right, Disco?
You are fake news.
It's from Missive 2 week. Kevin,
beat it.
Yes. He can go wherever he goes, but if he goes to AEW, he's just, I mean, you know, like no, nobody's left WWE and gone to AEW and increased their marketability. So.
Right. I don't know why you would go there. It'd be like standing in quicksand. They're using him great in WWE, bro. He's making good money, and they're using him correctly. I guarantee you they won't use him correctly.
Right. Thanks to Wayne Grohlfein.
Probably.
Omega versus Matt's milk. While he's recovering from his illness, Kenny Omega has been streaming regularly on Twitch and has been interacting a lot with the fans. Honestly, the personality shown in his show really makes him seem like a nice, level-headed guy. Recently,
probably
he
talked
about Dave Meltzer. So he said, I broke the scale. It effed up something in his brain where he doesn't even know what a good match is anymore, and I think he just doesn't understand anymore. Can't comprehend what's going on. You want to play the clip? I guess it's short.
But he's jumped the fucking shark, so it doesn't count for much anymore. He has jumped the motherfucking shark, and guess who has... Who is to blame for that? Me. I'm the guy. I broke this scale. It fucked up something in his brain where he doesn't even know what good match is anymore. He's just like... Benny, you opened my mind to this weird fucking world of wrestling that I never saw before in my life. And I think he doesn't understand it anymore. He stopped being able to understand. He can't comprehend what's going on. I opened Pandora's box and it's just running rampant now. That's all it is.
All right. Now,
dude.
Meltzer, this is all part of a storyline to build a match with Will Ospreay. That's what Meltzer said. How much reality do you think are in Omega's comments? He's basically saying that Meltzer doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, yet has made it harder for the wrestlers in the business. If it is a work, what do you think about AEW doing a Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay feud based on Dave Meltzer's star rating? All right. Now, go ahead, Joe.
Just that clearly looked like he was in character. That wasn't a real comment about Dave. He was either fucking off or he was in character. He didn't mean to be negative. So it wasn't an insult.
Dave tweeted, it's all part of an angle. So my question is, dude, this is the stupidest angle I've ever...
Terrible.
In the history of professional wrestling, if guys are literally going to be wrestling over Dave Meltzer's star ratings, like your whole company has jumped the shark. Like you went and got Will Ospreay and paid him a fortune, and you're literally just going to bring him in here and just have him... The storyline's going, and that's literally the storyline he's doing right now. Like Kenny Omega's calling himself the best bout machine. Okada's calling himself the best bout machine. Ospreay's says he has the best matches. It's like, dude, they're literally all they're talking about is like the ratings of your matches with each other, like how good your matches are. I just that does not resonate with soap opera storytelling, in my opinion. It's silly, you know. And I don't know, like what's the story? We're going to go out there, like the two of you are going to be in the ring together. Like, what are you going to argue afterwards? It gets four and three quarter stars, and you're going to blame the other guy for not getting five, and that's going to be like a promo afterwards. I mean, the guys should be talking about beating each other's asses, not talking about performing and having great matches. Like, no, yo, this community likes that, but this community is getting smaller and smaller, like month to month, and you're bleeding fans by literally now. Like, if you're thinking that making Dave Meltzer a focal point of your angle with two of your top guys, I'm like, you know, dude, like off the top of my head, I could think of 100 better ways to book you guys, you know? So what do you think, Conan?
Very weird. I mean, I'm going to try to find out if it is an angle or not, but you got to remember, bro, almost all these people in AEW live in the AEW bubble. And so they don't really, you know, all of this, their fan base and most of the wrestlers grew up on Dave Meltzer. But bro, that's for the hardcores. You know what I'm saying? The casual fan doesn't give a fuck, probably doesn't even know who Meltzer is. But, you know, this is for the hardcores, and that's all they do. They just keep continuing to cater to them, and that's why they don't grow.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next is from Greer Grayson Jr. And the subject is R1 Glove Jimerson from UFC 1. Hi, I wanted to send a sports story to keep him 100. It's about R1 Glove Jimerson, who competed in the first UFC, passed away at age 60.
Wasn't he a boxer?
I became a fan of the UFC in about 95, and we discovered it by seeing it on Dateline NBC. They showed it one night, and we saw from the show Stone Phillips, Jane Pauley, that it was real. We had seen the previews on pay-per-view channel and thought it just wasn't real. And after that Dateline, I ended about 2 weeks later, I rented UFC 3 from a movie gallery and kind of became a fan. Now, at the time with USC, the WWF and WCW and Tuesday Night Fights in USA was on, and Mike Tyson had returned to boxing. So even though my friends and I were just fans, it was pretty exciting. If I remember correctly, it was before Monday Night Raw and Nitro came on. I'd seen around 16 about a lot of UFC 1 fighters having round table kind of discussions and articles online and on UFC page and things like that. And I liked Art Jimerson's story and interviews he gave. I appreciate the podcast. Have a good one. Keep it 100. Grayson from Arden, North Carolina. And who is, you know, Art Jimerson?
Art Jimerson fought at UFC 1 and he wore one boxing glove.
Yeah, but wasn't he a boxer before?
Yeah, he was a boxer. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, first of all, what's the question? This is a rambling thing that I don't even understand.
I don't see this bum.
Yeah, I don't see a single question.
I know he's new, but yellow card this bum. Yeah.
No, Yeah, Greer Grayson's emailed before.
You know what it is? He said, I wanted to send a sports story. Okay, great. We read your sports story and you're suspended now.
Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.